coming to a brand new episode of the Rock Wrestling Podcast, rockwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. My name is Tyler Black. I'm your host. I am here in Chicago, the home of the most recent WWE Live Network special on pay-per-view also. And I'm joined, as always, by my nigga and yours, Big Nigga Jim. Nigga Jim, what's going on?
What's good, TV?
And on very special occasions, we have to be joined by the greatest man who never lived, the great Myman Fishbomb. What's going on, Myman?
What's up, children? How you doing, man?
You see, I'm rocking the payback tee.
Yeah, I like that.
AJ Styles on a pay-per-view shirt. I have to cop it.
Have to.
Swag.
Yeah. Swag skin.
Is that how they say it?
Yeah. That's what the black kids say.
Is that how they say it?
I'm in tune with the hood, you guys. You don't. Neither one of you guys can deny that I'm widely accepted by the black community.
Yeah. He's got a good point.
The black people are huge fans of Myman and the Fishbomb.
Huge.
That's true.
I had a Powerade somewhere. Here it is. There we go. Swig a Gatorade for the working man.
I don't have a drink.
Kirkland Light beer. I got black cherries in the fridge. Oh.
It looks like fucking... That looks like
light this beer. Is, no, this is like... This is the beer they drink on TV when they don't want to use a brand name.
It looks like fucking Garmin Initiative beer.
Dude, it is. Hey, it tastes like shit, but you can get 48 of them for fucking $23.
I'm surprised you guys aren't kicking Garmin back the B-double-L's.
Yeah, oh, fucking Bud Light Limes.
Yeah.
Not a Bud Light guy.
I never liked Bud Light. I like Bud Light, but I never liked Bud Light Limes.
They make Budweiser in St. Louis, like, which means I don't drink it.
Yeah. He hates St. Louis.
I bought my wife Provel cheese this evening. For those of you who don't know, Provel is a terrible type of cheese invented in St. Louis. It's basically, it's like imagine if Velveeta was on welfare and tasted like toilet paper.
Why would you do this to your wife?
She fucking loves it, dude. I don't know. Like, and Jim was here. He saw it. He was here when I pulled up and from the grocery store, and I showed it to her as a proof that love trumps everything.
Hold on one sec. Hold on one sec. There.
Oh.
Little pause for the damn calls.
Oh, hell.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
It's not that bad.
That's a big-ass box of fucking beer, though.
There's 48. It's 48 beers.
Jesus.
This
is like the Shasta of beer.
This is my Costco liquor trip.
Beer Faygo.
I'll spend $60, okay? And I'll get a 48-pack of Kirkland Light beer. I'll get a 20-pack of Boulevard Pale Ale, and I'll get a handle of the Kirkland French vodka, which is actually fire, dude. It's actually very good.
And that's just on Monday.
It's just on Monday. Actually, Thursday.
He's got to parcel it out like Jim Leahy.
Yeah.
I'm on top of the fucking liquor, bud. I'm a monkey holding the fucking bananas.
I'm right in the pocket. But hey, for $60, and I can stay nice and buzzed for like 2 weeks. That's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Yeah. So,
judge me if you will. Internet.
Judge me if you will.
If anybody knows how to buy liquor, I would bet on Myman.
Yeah, Myman's your man.
You know, the thing is, to go on about the Costco membership, I splurged on the executive membership, which costs $110 instead of $55 like the regular one.
But no, time out. Are the Costco memberships monthly or yearly?
Yearly, annual, annual. And so they have two, $55 or $110. $110 comes with a 2% cash back, right? And in the last year... Now, mind you, it's a $55 difference. They send you a check annually, and I netted $37 in my annual Costco check. So clearly, I did not get my value. But you know what $37 will buy you at Costco? A 20-pack of Boulevard and a fucking handle of vodka. So, hey.
That's what we call turning lemons into lemonade.
I feel like I came out on top there.
It's a real lemons to lemonade situation.
Speaking of, have you guys watched Lemonade?
We're going to pop culture. That new Beyonce thing.
Yeah. You know. Tyler, did you watch it?
Fuck no, I didn't watch that shit.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
man.
I don't.
You know. Come on. You guys are kind of missing out.
Hey, let's talk about something we did watch. You want to jump right into this pay-per-view? I went to
Payback tonight, and...
He was there.
Boy, I saw the pictures. My arm's tired.
Get out of here.
So I went, got my ass on a blue line after partying all night, hit the walk of shame. I got in the Hyde Park this morning, got some breakfast, got me some fucking meat lover's fucking skillet with the eggs over easy on top and some blueberry pancakes. I just got paid. So I'm
my splurging. Dog with the egg yolks. I love those runny egg yolks.
Man, that's the only way. When I was a kid, I couldn't fuck with it, but now I'm a man. It's just like,
hey, yeah, I went to brunch this morning.
I don't get it all the time, but
I drank a lot of Bloody Marys. It was cool.
Eggs over easy. That's the way to go. Scrambled eggs are good in an omelet. So I'm just saying.
Hey, sunnies or over easy. That's how a man eats his eggs.
That's how a man eats. Real man.
If I'm eating steak and eggs, I'm definitely having them eggs over easy. Cause I'm dipping the steak
in that shit. You dunk that toast.
Yeah.
Hey, if you ask me, and listen, I'm a trained chef. You know this. The only acceptable steak sauce is egg yolk. Put me on record as saying that.
I like A1, and you can just go ahead and I'll kiss fucking my ass.
Kill you.
I can fuck with some A1.
Right?
Yeah, I can fuck with some
A1. Nothing wrong with a fucking steak sauce.
That shit is delicious, but I mean, if you're getting your steak cooked right, you got good ass steak, you don't need it.
Thank you. You're absolutely right.
But if you got some shit
A1,
steak.
A on a burger, on a good burger, I'll put A1 on a burger, I guess.
Man, hell yeah.
And it's, you know, honestly, I think it's best with just some good French fries.
I never did try that.
See, I do have good beer.
That Halloween Whopper that they had at Burger King.
The one that turned your poop.
I heard it turned your shit green. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they bake the A1 into the buns and it turns them black. And so it was like, ooh, that's not black, so spooky Halloween.
That's not what turned them black.
That's not what turned them black.
They've been selling that black green.
I had a Ninja Turtle flavored snowball when I was a kid, and I got the big size, and I drank that shit, and my shit was that same color of Ninja
Turtle. Hey, as long as we're on this subject, when I was in high school, I worked at the cookie place in the mall, and they had this blue icing they would make these little stupid sandwich frosting cookies with.
Doozies.
Turned your shit blue. Whoopie pie turned my shit blue. That happens.
So you got butt fucked by a Smurf.
No, well, yeah. Well.
So yeah, we just went to this pay-per-view tonight. Got my ass on a blue line train. Ended up in Rosemont, Illinois. It was cold as shit. Like,
it's cold here too.
Yeah, it's
way too fucking cold for May 1st.
Mm-hmm. I was playing softball in that shit tonight.
Yeah. Then the world thanks you.
Hey. Fuck you guys. I went 3 for 6 with 3 doubles tonight.
Because that we understand on this show, whatever that means.
Hey, I'm all about the fucking
percentage. Before I get to this pay-per-view, me and my boss are having a discussion about some bullshit at work. I can't remember, but he said, you know, there's like unwritten rules in baseball. There's unwritten rules in whatever the fuck we do. And I was like, that doesn't make sense to me because I don't know baseball. You are our baseball correspondent. So what are unwritten rules in baseball? Because I need to know.
Well,
too late to tweet you this.
Can I first ask you one question before I answer your question? Okay. Is your boss by chance a St. Louis Cardinals fan?
I don't know.
You don't know?
They're in Chicago, maybe.
He's black, so he's probably a White Sox fan.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're probably right because it's pretty. St. Louis hates black people. I mean, I don't want to go out there and just say it.
They do murder them in the streets just for fun.
It's, man, you know. I'll tell you right now. Hey, for real, like after the whole Ferguson thing, they had these Cardinal fans were like selling Darren Watson jerseys. You know, like that's. That's pretty despicable. The guy that shot Mike Brown. I mean, if we're going to get all current eventsy here, but the anyway, I'm I'm derailing here. Unwritten rules of baseball are, in fact, fucking stupid. Okay, I'll tell you that right now. It's dumb. It's basically, it's like, it's all situational, and it's like, all right, hey, you hit one of our batters. Guess what? Next game, tomorrow, we're going to hit one of yours and stuff like that. Basically, it results to zero fun, right? And in fact, it's in itself inherently racist because you look around the globe in other places where they play baseball and they look like they're having way more fun. Like you go to Korea or Japan, the pageantry, incredible. Like big hit, bat flip, the crowd goes crazy. They have a chance, just like in wrestling, you know, like over in Japan, actually, just about every single player. And I think in Korea, too, they have like their own song that the crowd will like sing a song while this player is at bat. And you go down to like the Dominican and stuff like that. And dude, just a lot of, you know,
slap ass,
like. I know, yeah, but hey, it's basically
for Bailey, just in like the last couple of months, ever since Takeover London, that crowd, England crowd, is a fucking great crowd to fucking watch a wrestling show for, and they started fucking singing. Can't think of the fucking song, but it's just like, Will you be my girl? And it was for Bailey. And it's like the whole crowd is fucking singing this song. And now, like, anytime Bailey comes out, or if, like, sometimes if it's something boring that the crowd just wants to, like, fuck with, they'll fucking sing that song.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically. If you want to dumb it down, the unwritten rules of baseball were written by racist white fuckers in the 30s, we'll say. Why not?
Yeah, and that seems like a pretty racist time.
Yeah,
yeah. You can just pull from.
I don't agree with them. I think they're fucking stupid. And when you hear, you know, but yeah. That's okay. Not what we're
I
here.
I was just curious. There's one unwritten rule in wrestling that I know. It's like the one save rule in tag matches. That no one ever talks about, but it's a rule. It's so fucking weird.
You care to elaborate to a guy?
You know how, like, when a member of one team, like two guys are legal in a ring in a tag match, and they hit a move and they go for a pin or a submission, your partner can run in and break that up, but you only can do that once in a match.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No one knows that.
Yeah, I honestly didn't, because I think they just do it. They never enforce it, though, I think. I don't know. Or at least I never have seen it.
Well, how would you?
Because they don't let them do more than one. Like,
yeah.
Agents and stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen once, you know, in, like, a Shield match where, like, they did it twice and it was a DQ. And I was like, what the fuck? That was a stupid finish. But it's one of those rules that's never talked about.
Ah, but let me tell you, it is not.
I heard fucking Enzo mention it on Austin's podcast. It was like, you got to figure out when you're going to put your save because you only get one save.
Speaking of, rest in peace.
Oh, God. Well, rest in staying in one fucking piece. Thank God.
Rest in
peace. Let's talk about the show. Did you guys watch the pre-show or not?
No. We did not. No, we didn't. We saw the highlights during the show, though.
Yeah.
The U.S. title match is actually really, really good.
The highlights kind of look pretty decent, so I'm going to go back and watch it.
Ryback saved Kalisto's life, and Ryback is in a one-man feud with CM Punk.
Because they start chanting CM Punk while he was in the ring?
He did his entrance.
What? He did CM Punk's entrance?
Yes.
Oh no. God damn, dude. That the balls on that fucking guy, right? In fucking Chicago?
Yeah.
Lucky the motherfucker didn't get stabbed. You better fucking...
Good thing he's the big guy, right?
I managed to sneak a knife into the building because I realized... Because I just bought a new knife recently. I had a Joker knife and someone stole it, so I bought a new one.
You get one of them stainless steel BSR pocket knives?
Yeah, one of the best damn pocket knives on the damn market.
Did you really get one of those? Skin off a soldier.
I didn't know Stone Cold was selling knives.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's got like really nice looking fucking pocket knives too. I'm thinking about getting one.
I think that's why I bought it. But yeah. I realized I have my knife in my pocket, and so I'm getting to the building. I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do with this fucking knife? And I just fucking stick it in my sock. I was going to put it in my drawers, but I was like, fuck, what if they do like a fucking wandy thing? And they did.
If you accidentally cut your dick off?
It's a fucking knife. It's folded. It's not going to cut my dick off.
You never know what's going to happen.
It just comes alive. Just comes like a fucking alligator.
I'm just saying.
With a
you can never be too careful.
Yeah, you don't put anything sharper than your elbow near your dick.
Like yeah. We're talking penises and knives here.
Kalisto retained his U.S. title. Baron Corbin lost to Dolph Ziggler in a very boring match.
It looked kind of, I did see one spot that looked kind of cool, like Baron Corbin did like a power bomb and then flipped him up over his head into the ring post. That looked kind of cool, but I'm sure
totally
probably
forgot about it. Yeah. I should have lost the card. Because I'm just going off memory. But we open up with the New Day.
I was taking a look. They took a couple pretty good pictures when they were sitting in those beanbag chairs. I was seeing them on Twitter.
Beanbag chairs. I couldn't tell. I just saw them in the corner. And I could see the unicorn horns sticking up. I didn't know they were in beanbag chairs.
Yeah, they're sitting in beanbags, eating pizza,
popcorn, just fucking chilling,
taking pictures and shit with their phones.
That's what I was about to show you because I saw
it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
I follow Big E on Twitter. He posted some of those pictures. I'm trying to get to them, but go ahead and keep.
Well, let's get to the main point.
So it was the opening match. It was results aren't even up here. It was the finals of the Booty O's tag team number one contender tag team championship tournament.
And presented by Booty O's.
Booty O's. You ain't booty.
You ain't booty.
I bought a box of Booty O's for $5 for an empty box.
Oh, really? A great deal.
For just the box?
For just the box.
Oh, no. You can buy just the box without the shirt in it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I spent the money. I offered the last time I went to a SmackDown with Jim over here. They have that little booth where you can take a picture with the title,
and they put it on the cover of WWE magazine.
Cost $30. I told him I'd pay for it if he took a picture with the Divas title. He fucking didn't do it.
He was just telling
me earlier tonight, God damn it, I wish I took that picture.
Because I didn't want you to fucking spend money on me to do something so dumb.
Whatever.
I didn't have any money of my own.
I would have spent that money naked.
But like I said, I do regret not just fucking letting you pay for it. But I didn't want you to fucking spend any kind of money.
I thought about getting AJ gloves, but I didn't know if they'll fit me, and they were $20, so I just bought a Kevin Owens shirt instead.
Ooh, fuck it. That works.
Did you get that new red and black one?
I didn't have the red and black one. I got the silver and black, or white and black.
Okay. Nice.
Enzo Amore and Big Cass come out. They cut their awesome promo. And then the Vaudevillains come out. Fun fact, they're Titantron with the fucking ring announcer from Wrestling Society X introducing them. It's in color. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. They show it in color on TV.
Do they? Okay.
Oh, is it black and white? Yeah. No, he's talking about when they just show the Titantron and it's the curtains and that guy steps out from behind the curtains with the megaphone and he's like, gather around everyone, and with that guy. On the video, on TV, it's been colorized like since they got there.
Fucking but Ted then it's Turner. Like
but then when they like But then when they go to live and it's like they go to the spotlight where they shine the spotlight on Aiden English and Simon Gotch, then it turns black and white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on the TV broadcast tonight,
which is dumb because in NXT it was black and white the whole time.
Yeah. Well, this was the first time I had seen them in action, to be honest. So.
Yeah. And And I'm not going to even say it was a bad match because it was a situation. It was a situation that just it fucking got out of hand and sucked, and it sucked that that happened.
So what happened was Enzo was in the ring with Simon Gotch. Gotch whips him to the ropes, and Enzo's, I guess he's supposed to slide out. He hits his head on the middle rope and the bottom rope. And falls out of the ring and is just fucking dead. Like, he's on the ground.
And now, hey, I'm not sure if, since you were in the live audience, I'm not sure if you actually saw it, but they replayed it, like, fucking over and over again.
They didn't show
us
any replays.
Dude, it was fucking terrible. They slowed it down, and they gave two different updates throughout the show on his condition, which I guess it's a concussion.
I just saw Kevin Owens just had posted a picture on Twitter of him at the hospital with Enzo and Cass. Enzo standing up, talking to Cass in a hospital gown. He's standing up.
It looked fucking awful on TV.
Oh god,
it looked really fucking bad.
He looked straight up dead.
He had a
fish that had just been like fucking pulled out of a pond and was just like fucking struggling for air because he was just like like doing that, like gasping.
It was sucking wind really bad. Man. And he had that weird frozen, like when you see a guy in UFC get knocked the fuck out real bad. Uh-huh. He had that weird frozen pose where, you know what I mean? Like, and that's like just like instantly terrifying.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it's not supposed to be like that. Yeah. You know,
it kind of like sucks. Fucked the tone of the show. Like,
I thought they rebounded really nice with the Zayn and Owens match. I thought that was a great match.
Yeah,
it was a great match, but it was just like.
But the crowd could have been really hot going into that match, but coming off of Enzo and Cass versus the Vaude Villains, because that match would have been fucking live as fuck, and the crowd would have been fucking just like jazzed.
Yeah.
Just fucking like ready to go. And then once like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn went out there, it would have just been like, just fucking sex explosion, you know?
Because it was clear they were supposed to win since. There was no other. They didn't continue the tag tournament, you know.
Right.
So, which sucks. Which that's what I was saying to Jim earlier. Because
New Day was supposed to defend the title tonight,
right? I think they drug out.
Was that not how they were going to do it? Were they just going to have the finals of this and then the tag match at another date?
Right.
Okay. I thought they were going to do it on the same show.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
That's because I didn't really understand they weren't going to do it on Payback.
So. I thought it was going to be like one of those fucking wrestle two matches in one night kind of thing.
Mm.
That would have been tight.
Yeah.
See, because I thought they drew out the whole McMahon segment because they didn't have that extra match.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever.
So after this, we see Enzo get strapped into the stretcher and neck brace on. And they wheel him away during the Sami Zayn Kevin Owens video package. And then we get to Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens in the match that I wanted to see so fucking bad. And it was so fucking awesome. Except the finish.
The finish was really flat.
And I really hope Kevin Owens would have cheated because it kind of makes Sami Zayn look like a geek.
Yeah,
and then he goes back to wanting the Intercontinental title. Like, he should be like, fuck that, I want to be world champion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, 100%. I am glad though that I really feel like since they gave him the Intercontinental title, it's got more of an importance than it did. Especially more than the U.S. title. It sucks though because like the U.S. title when Cena had it. It was like a big deal, you know. It was like it actually was giving it a little prestige because he had the opening challenge every single week, and we were getting pretty good matches. And then you give it to Alberto Del Rio,
and then Cena
goes away, yeah, and you do nothing with it, and everything you do is so convoluted and weird. You have him with Zeb Coulter, and they start this whole Mex America thing for about a month, and then like Alberto Del Rio is like, "Fuck you, old man," and he fucks off.
That was probably Donald Trump.
And then you have, but then you have Kalisto win it from Alberto Del Rio. Awesome. But then the very same week, like not even it was technically the next night, but you didn't see it till Thursday, and have Alberto Del Rio win it right back, just to that Sunday have Kalisto win it back again. It was just why? Why did you even? You know, he could like Kalisto could have fucking like. Held on to it, and it would have been a bigger deal, I think, when Alberto Del Rio fucking finally, you know, actually beat him, and then people would be sympathetic towards Kalisto.
Now, see, I brought this up to Jim earlier, and Tyler, I would be interested in your response here. That I actually mentioned this on Reddit Squared Circle, okay? Chief shout out. And so the U.S. title, I think it's, you know, hey, it is what it is, but it shouldn't be the U.S. title. It should just make it a TV title, right? They're always defending it on TV. Just make it every single week. There's a title defense. Is that not? I think that's a good idea. Is that a?
I personally think the names for all the titles, except for the world title and the women's title and tag titles, are all stupid. Like, I know we all love the Intercontinental title, but like, what the fuck is an Intercontinental title? What does that even fucking?
But that's mean? What I'm saying. It's Intercontinental. That includes the United States, right? Well,
so does North the world. America.
Excuse me. So does, yeah,
stupid.
Right.
All those titles have stupid names anyway.
I was just saying, like, well, this whole cruiserweight tournament is going to yield the cruiserweight title, but is it going to be on NXT or on the main roster?
I don't know. It's just going to yield the cruiserweight title.
You think it's just going to be like they get a trophy situation or something?
It could be a trophy situation, but yeah. I don't think it would be okay.
It seems like if they're going through all this trouble doing this whole big cruiserweight tournament, that you would think that it might yield a fucking.
Well, I'm thinking accumulate the talent network.
But guys, thoughts on the Kevin Owens Sami Zayn match?
That's great. Fantastic. Yeah, we went off the rails. It was a really good match. Go ahead.
I don't have like that much to say about other than it was just a fantastic fucking match because it's Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and you're going to get a fucking fantastic match out of those guys because they're fucking tight. They're fucking good dudes. Fucking Desert Storm Batman. I just saw it behind the mic.
I thought those dudes fucking killed
each other. And I do agree with you about the end of that match. It did seem a little anticlimactic. Like I expected Sami Zayn to actually kick out of the pop up power bomb, Hurricane Rana or fucking like jump completely over the top of him and shit. As far as like the way they executed it, I thought it was pretty good. They executed it really well.
I just don't like Sami Zayn looking like a little bitch.
Right. He hasn't.
Especially coming into the next match.
He's won matches on the main roster, right?
A couple.
Because I feel like it's
very 50-50.
Because I think they're trying to keep him like that underdog status.
Yeah. You could be an underdog and still win.
Right, yeah, exactly.
He beat Ruru on Raw, but he lost to Jericho. He lost to AJ. He lost to WrestleMania.
It's time for Sami Zayn to start winning.
Okay. It's going to happen. And I like that. That lead into Kevin Owens. You were in the live audience again. Kevin Owens did commentary for the next match.
Oh, the fuck! You got to go back and watch it on video, dude. His commentary is so fucking funny.
It was very funny.
Oh, God. Like, he was wearing JBL's hat for a little bit, but he had headphones on, so it's, like, sticking up, like, a couple inches off the top of his head.
Yeah, it cuts back to him, and he's like, it's hard to wear this hat with headphones on.
And he just throws it on the ground.
It was pretty good. Ripping on Cole and you know, this and that.
As far as camera work.
The next match was The Miz defending his Intercontinental title against Cesaro.
Right.
And this was a good match, too.
Very good match, I feel
like. Props to fucking Miz, man. Like, him and Cesaro fucking did a
great. I was buying bootios during this match. I love Cesaro's, and I love Kevin Owens, but I just wanted to take an opportunity to buy some fucking merch.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know when I would have another chance to.
Right.
I got back by the time for the finish. When Sami Zayn runs out and attacks Kevin on commentary,
and I loved
it looked good on TV.
The placement on the camera was looking straight at Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn flew out from seemingly nowhere of like some fucking parallel dimension, just flies in straight over the fucking table and just starts hammering Kevin Owens
like a specter in the night.
And it's so weird to me because it's like your match just happened. Kevin didn't cheat. He beat you with his move. And you're coming out to beat the shit out of him while he's doing commentary. Yeah. It makes Sami Zayn look like a bitch and a dick.
It does a little bit, but at the same time, it also makes him seem like, you know, like.
Did Kevin Owens say anything about Sami Zayn when he was on commentary?
I think he did. I think he talked shit on Sami Zayn.
Yeah. He might have.
Yeah.
But I'm positive. I actually don't think so because he was.
See, if his whole time on commentary was spent just like burying Sami Zayn, that would justify Sami Zayn coming out and just punching me in his fucking mouth.
But well, Sami Zayn didn't even get out of the ring before, like, because Kevin Owens pulled Byron Saxton in, and they had that whole exchange in the middle of the ring where he's like, I'm going to do commentary. You never saw Sami Zayn walk away, and it was just like, I didn't know what had happened, and they just went right into the next match of Cesaro versus The Miz, and I think, I'm pretty sure he talked some shit about Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. On his time on commentary.
I'll say I can't clearly remember if he actually did, but I do remember that the entire time, like, Kevin Owens was basically touting himself as the best while on during the match, right? Like,
he was doing his heel
work. The only, yeah, he was good heel work. The only compliment that he actually gave while on commentary was on Cesaro's uppercuts. And he said something to the fact as a, if I'm never on the receiving end of a Cesaro uppercut, you know, it'll be too soon or what, you know,
yeah,
something like that. That was the only complimentary thing he said. But he was basically, you know, he was doing his thing. It was funny, you know, like make. Fun of Michael Cole. Hey, it's an easy target.
It's one of the best things he does.
It's hilarious.
I love it so much. Especially, I love it even more when he bullies Byron Saxton.
Because
Byron deserves it.
It was great on NXT. He would come out and sit in the chair next to him and fucking put his arm around him the entire time and just stare at him the entire time he did commentary.
Byron Saxton's a swole ass dude. I feel like he could throw those things if he was a wrestler. I thought so, right? Jim didn't remember if he was or not.
Well, I knew. I didn't know it at all.
He never wrestled like on TV, but he wrestled in FCW. He was brought in as a wrestler. He had like the wannabe rock gimmick. He used to wear like the rock shiny shirts and shit. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was fighting when.
The Rock. He didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was pretty much his gimmick, was that he was The Rock.
Did he get injured?
I don't know if he got injured, but he just like stopped being a wrestler.
Nice,
because he's a big dude.
Yeah,
I mean if you could see the guns through a suit coat, and so I'm telling Jim, you got to be cut.
But yeah, so Sami Zayn comes out, beats shit out of Kevin Owens. They start brawling all over the place. Kevin tries to run into the ring, and ref's like, hey, you guys got to get out of the ring. Cesaro has Miz in a crossface. Miz taps the fuck out, but the ref is distracted. And then Cesaro's like, hey, get the fuck out of my match. And then Miz rolls him up, holds the tights, and retains the title. And then there's a big brawl. Everybody whoops everybody's ass. Kevin Owens stands tall, holding the kind of title. I'm yelling, Kevin, put that shit down. You don't want that. There's another title you can have. Leave that shit alone. Let Miz have that. But...
Yeah.
Has his mind.
But they're gonna go into a fatal four way match. I can already see it at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, I can already see it too. That's
just
in like
just
3 weeks.
Just the way that ended. Which I mean, you know, maybe not be ideal, but it's not bad. You know, it's still gonna be a pretty fucking great match. I mean, across the board, I think.
Oh yeah. And then next up, we had Jericho and Dean Ambrose.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jericho and Dean Ambrose. This was a pretty good match. This was a really good match.
Crowd was really good for this match.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Jericho did the walls. Walls on the table.
On the table.
Fucking
Dean Ambrose.
Ambrose got thrown up. Fucking...
Yeah, he took fucking he took two walls. I liked how he took two walls and was able to like he got to the ropes for one and then was able to fucking slip out of the other one and try to like get the like get his hands clasped for the double arm DDT and This motherfucker making me lose my train of thought with his fucking weirdness in the background.
What's he doing?
Damn it.
No, we don't need to discuss it. We'll discuss it off air. Kayfabe this shit.
Fuck that. I was peeing in a sink.
He was peeing in a fucking mop sink in the basement. And it was really loud right behind.
Really loud. I thought he was washing
dishes or something. Oh, did that come through?
Yes, it did.
Oh, fuck.
So I was wondering what that water sound was. That was Myman's dick up spitting into the sink.
I won't pee in the sink anymore.
Spitting pee into the sink.
Well, I have this sink down here that I never use.
Yeah.
And I hang out in my basement and get drunk and watch YouTube videos and stuff.
You have a whole house where you can go anywhere.
My wife is asleep upstairs. I gotta come down here.
It also is a beat laboratory.
It's like, you see, like, dude, it's my fucking studio at the same time.
Of course.
You know,
that was for the benefit of only you.
There's a
elementary school fire alarm down there.
There's plenty.
Sure is. Fucking somebody pulled it.
I mean, I got a full drum set, two half stacks. I got a full on fucking studio down here. Yeah. I like to come down here and fucking dick around. My wife's upstairs asleep.
Literally.
Yeah. And I was like, hey,
you're turning his cock.
Say necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Yeah.
So I got this sink, this fucking mop sink over here that never gets used. I'm like, I could pee in that. I wouldn't have to go upstairs all the time. But whatever. We've gone too far here.
Why did I go visit
a
sink?
Jericho and Ambrose, Brian, thoughts on that match?
I'm a big Dean Ambrose fan. And Jim can tell you, you probably noticed too, that I've never been a big Jericho fan, even though he has some sort of like impressive legacy, I guess. I mean,
yeah, because he's fucking Jericho and impressive.
See, like I guess he was like really, really big when I wasn't watching wrestling. And so basically I just remember him being a little bitch in WCW. And that's really all I ever remembered of him. And that is...
You were watching sporadically with...
We'd get together in high school.
And that's when Jericho got to WWE. And Jeff Stepdad had that card to get free fucking pay-per-views in the satellite box.
Oh, the gimmick cable box.
Uh-huh.
Gimmick cable box. He got summoned. I'm pretty sure he got summoned to court for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I remember the Royal Rumble where Haku came back and Mr. Perfect came back. I remember that fucking box went out right before the Royal Rumble match.
Yeah. Well, see, actually, on a complete side note, that card also included all the porn channels and basically created the Jesse Jones we know. I hope he listens to this.
I wish he did. Jesse Jones doesn't listen, but we shout him out all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jesse Jones fan club.
This is what happens when you steal cable.
No, but...
you end up being Jesse Jones.
You turn into a masturbating monster.
You have every single pay porno channel.
A pansexual imp, the likes of which this world has never seen.
My cousin's dad had a gimmick cable box, and we were just dicking around one night. We're watching fucking...
You were watching fucking...
Let me tell a story, goddammit. Come on. So we're watching Inspector Gadget, the movie, just chilling, watching.
Sure.
And then fucking the pay-per-view gimmick, it fucking flipped, and then it was a Playboy channel just out of nowhere. It went from fucking Disney movie to fucking.
So we're like,
whoa.
Softcore fucking, the Playboy channel.
Might as well watch the Playboy channel. So we're watching it, and then his dad starts waking up, and we hear him. I had the wherewithal to fucking flash back to fucking Robot Wars pay-per-view. I was like, and he was like, hey, who was watching TV? I was like, I was. There was like a robot fighting show. And he turns on the TV, and luckily I was smart enough to flash back to that.
Nice. So and he wasn't wise to it, or?
I don't know.
Or he probably was, but like, the young men.
He was probably the one that fucked it up and changed it to porno.
He probably had it on the timer to switch to that channel.
No, the channel was the same, but the content changed.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
weird.
That kid's dad probably, like, had set a timer on the Playboy channel for some porno show. And while you guys were watching Inspector Gadget, that timer went off and clicked.
Wasn't that efficient back then,
Jim? Yeah, it was. I had satellite around that time, and
I'll say this, that if he was going to the Playboy channel and he had the gimmick card, this guy's fucking stupid. Playboy channels suck. No penetration. You got to get the Vivid channel. That was the one that showed all the good stuff.
I remember Spice.
It had all the channels. It wasn't just...
Right.
If you flip through, you would get fucking G-String Divas or whatever the fuck and all the porns and everything.
This is why this is the best wrestling podcast.
This is because the best podcast.
We were talking about a pay-per-view. Now we're talking about fucking old school pay-per-view porn.
So yeah. I did have a customer on the line a couple of months ago, and they clearly were a family, husband, wife, and there were kids running around fucking yelling and shit. And I was like, get the fuck out the room. It's like,
shut the fuck up, Latrell!
How much is the adult channels? Like, well, which one do you want? We got Playboy, we got Vivid, we got Hustler, we got 10.
Hustler, that's like, the shit you need.
Like, you know, we got the kids on the weekend, but during the week, me and my wife, we're freaky freaks.
Does he not know you could just, like, all cast the internet to your fucking TV?
Like, dude, that booty like groceries.
And so it's like, we should get Vivid, right? They have more lesbian shit. You love lesbian porn, right? She's like, yeah, I guess. That's fucking hard. It was so hard not to
That's
laugh.
That's what she said.
Do you guys have a record function on your fucking phones?
I mean, all calls are recorded, but I can't go back and listen to them.
For your safety. I would just like to listen to that because I bet you that's fucking hilarious.
The fact that you said they were freaky freaks was awesome.
I think I'm gonna do that for just like regular services. Like, I'm gonna call Sprint and be like, listen, my phone bill is too high. Do you have a package for my wife and me? Because we freaky freaks. But I'm paying too much for my phone bill.
Like, it's not about phone. You just blink up that you got that you and your wife are freaky freaks.
Dear,
get into some fucking nasty bullshit.
Hey, Kansas City Power and Light, listen.
Sometimes
my power bill's way too high.
Sometimes actual bullshit. Actual shit from a bull, we fucking it.
Hey.
And it is not pleasant.
Pay-per-view.
Do you have a specialized electricity program?
I'm very ashamed of what we do, but I have no problem telling you about it because of my freaky freak status.
I'll tell this entire internet.
Let me tell this entire internet. I'll tell that damn internet over there. Let me tell you what.
Freaky freak. And so Chris Jericho was defeated by a Dirty Deeds DDT. By Mr. Ambrose.
Yes.
You know, that's why I realized I was talking to Jim, you know, during, because he's well aware. Maybe you are too. I can't remember how thorough I've been on Twitter. But,
that you don't
like that, Chris, that I've never, well, it's not that I don't like him. I just never,
you're going back to the,
I never got the hype or whatever. Cause it's mainly because it's not that he's not a good wrestler. It's just that,
is it that he's in a shitty band?
Yeah. His band fucking sucks so much. Is I think that why turns, I don't
turns
like
you
him.
Away from him.
Yeah,
and a good song, but, though.
Well, dude, fuck you. And
I've listened to it. It's,
you know what, he's what I realized tonight, that he's fucking incredible at putting someone over, like a Dean Ambrose. You know what I mean?
He works
like,
the shit out of matches.
Ambrose is over already, wrestler. But yeah, he fucking wrestles a great match, and I thought. I thought the match was great, you know, and like I said, you know, I'm a Dean Ambrose fan. I think he's the dude, but I think he's going to fall behind this Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn thing, because that can catch steam, and he might get left in the wake? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Well, I hope not. I hope not.
He's in a better position because he's not fighting for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Those now titles are like, a curse.
He's just fighting.
But instead, we have the fucking Miz. Whatever the fuck that guy is. So
I stand by Miz's recent word. I know I haven't enjoyed a lot of what Miz has done in the past, but I think like since they brought Maurice back and put him and her together on TV, I've really enjoyed it. I think it's been pretty entertaining.
See, the thing, okay, here's my thing as like pretty casual fan. Right, like I pretty much only watch pay-per-views, the occasional Raw. I DVR it, but I don't always watch it, and it's baseball season.
He's also a married man.
That has nothing to do with it. But like, the thing that bugs me as somebody who maybe watches like twice a month, I guess you could say on average, is like stupid gimmicks, I guess. Right. And so like when there's like a dumb thing, like it kind of gets me, I guess. I don't know. Like it pisses me off a little bit. Like we had a thing a month or two ago. That Tyler Breeze guy, is that the guy?
Yeah,
he has the selfie stick.
He does like, not like Tyler Breeze.
That's fucking stupid.
That's really not. It's a pretty
good gimmick. I think it's fucking stupid.
If you take it at just what it is, not like, oh, this is what this dude looks like every single day. Wearing the tassels and walking around with the furry selfie stick.
But I mean, I don't know.
It's a gimmick, man. Like, and it's a good gimmick. Like, it's a fucking it's a way to fucking take a throwback gimmick and bring it into modern age because it reminds me a lot and a lot of people of Gorgeous George, the way he used to fucking bring a mirror out to the ring.
What about fucking Rick like the model there, Martel?
Sit there and like look at himself, you know?
Why can't he spray perfume?
But now it's like Tyler Breeze. He's got the selfie stick with the phone and it projects on the fucking periscopes onto the Titantron.
Well, like, Tyler Breeze wasn't on this show. What stupid gimmick were you referring to?
Who's the guy that he was fighting? Dean Ambrose.
No, Jericho. Because you were talking about how much you don't like Jericho and that you don't like Tyler Breeze, and then we got off on that tangent.
I don't know.
So next match was Charlotte with Ric Flair against Natty with Bret Hart for the Women's Championship.
Pretty good match.
Up until the end.
The end
when they
sucked.
Just fucking randomly did Montreal for no goddamn reason.
I bought the Death of WCW 10-year anniversary edition on Saturday because I was late for work and I was just sitting at Barnes & Noble with nothing to do. I was like, I should buy this book because I stole it several times. So I might as well just buy it once and read it again. And so I'm at the fucking chapter about the Montreal Screwjob, and I'm like, this is the JFK assassination of pro wrestling because there's been more articles and stories and fucking movies made about this one fucking thing that happened in wrestling, and it's just been like fucking done to fucking death, and it needs to die. Like, I'm sick of this shit. It's the one thing on
to show I was absolutely just so fucking pissed about that there was no setup for that to happen. Yeah. It didn't need to happen. It just happened because Bret Hart. There you go. Like, there's your fucking like big moment. That could have been a fucking huge thing for fucking Natty to win that title, you know.
And Bret Hart,
or to just have a clean fucking finish. Charlotte could have won and it would have been fine too. I just wanted a fucking regular finish.
Not to mention there was actually a reason behind the fucking Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was like
Bret Hart was walking away the next day. And they didn't want him to fucking take the strap with him.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand it. Because they were, you know.
But neither one of them are fucking leaving the company to go to TNA and take the fucking the Women's Heavyweight Championship over there. And fucking like toss it in the garbage like a Lunder Blaze or some shit.
But what if they were?
The funny thing is, like, Bret is still actually kind of salty about that shit, too. Like,
of course he is.
I saw him do the interview like a less than a year ago, he was just talking about when they did the Owen DVD. And he was talking about, like, fucking how Triple H, how it was all his idea, and he still resents Triple H for that shit. And, like, he lied to his fat wife's face about how he didn't have anything to do with it. I don't know if you've seen Wrestling with Shadows, but fucking Bret Hart's fat wife yelling at Triple H and him holding his head down in shame is the funniest thing in the world to me, especially in retrospect.
Never watched that documentary, and it's on Hulu.
You should watch it, especially for that fucking moment with Bret Hart's fat wife yelling at the locker room.
How fat is his wife?
How fat is she?
She's a lot fatter than his current black wife, who's like the sexy black chick.
He's got a black wife?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A hot black wife at that.
Nice.
Hey,
whatever. I mean, doing like Cody Rhodes is.
But hey, that fucking sharpshooter that he put on Ric Flair was stiff as fuck.
Yeah, it didn't look very good. It's like at all.
Because he doesn't like Ric Flair either. So.
Well, from what I understand,
the crotchety old man.
From what I understand, he doesn't like anybody and is incredibly hard to work with the whole fucking time.
Who, Brett?
Took everything really personal, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, because Bret Hart was my favorite wrestler when I was a kid. Like,
I'm a Shawn Michaels guy. I'll say it.
Hey, it's fair. That's fair.
I like
Shawn Michaels broke my heart when he threw Marty Jannetty through that shit.
Did he make you lose your smile?
Dude, for real. Like, I was telling Jim earlier, you could go ask my mom. She might even still have the fucking letter that I wrote to Shawn Michaels. Because I was such a big such a big fucking Rockers fan when I was a kid.
That's fucking
Dude, oh my god.
You should have been at WrestleMania see fucking drunk Marty Jannetty wandering around the hotel fucking hanging out in the fountain and shit.
Did you see him?
Yeah, I didn't know it was him though. Like, I saw him like all over the fucking hotel. But I was trying to figure out who he was because he doesn't have a mullet, so it doesn't look like Marty Jannetty.
WrestleCon this year.
Can you imagine? Could you imagine? Like, he's probably still out there getting pussy just because, he's, like, really bad pussy because he's Marty Jannetty.
Look on Lance Storm's Twitter because he took a picture of him walking around in the fountain at the hotel.
Hey, baby, I'm Marty Jannetty. Remember me? Oh, Rockers. What do you say, me? You go to the bathroom.
He's
for
getting
about 5-10 seconds. Show you a rocking good time.
He's getting jobber pussy.
Sounds like jobber pussy.
Hey, Marty Jannetty was Intercontinental Champion.
Because it just fucking,
he was, and they put that on him, I think, out of respect.
Because it just jobbers around.
He fucking blew it
because
he sucked as a singles wrestler. But dude, man, I rooted for
him. Problem kind of fucking fucked him.
Because, whatever.
Like, he was around and he got a decent push, but he kept getting fired every other month. So,
right.
What can you do? So yeah, fuck that Montreal finish, guys. Like, get that shit out.
I was so fucking mad. That prime example to do something really cool.
That's what I told. I told Jim while we were watching. I was like, this show was, aside from Enzo's injury, like the show had such a good fucking flow. Up until that, like, it was unnecessary. You didn't have to fucking do that.
Yeah.
Have a clean finish, and then maybe if you want to get the showdown with Bret and Ric Flair in the end, you could have had that happen.
They could have had Charlotte go over, and then you got that chase with Natalya fucking going right after fucking Charlotte. Because Natalya should have a run with that fucking title.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
Because that's what I said before the match. I was like, you could see Charlotte losing it just because she's had it for so long, and I mean, you want to.
She's been there for so long.
It's been longer than a month.
The women's title has only been active for a month.
Oh, don't give me that.
Title reign doesn't count.
Asterisk bullshit. No, that's stupid. She's had the fucking title for however fucking long. I don't know.
She had it in transition.
Yeah, I mean, that counts.
Yeah.
That counts. Don't say that. But I am glad they changed it from the Divas title.
Because
I was saying earlier, the fucking, the Divas title, that's stupid. That's fucking, what's the word? Sexist, I guess.
Disrespectful.
I don't want to.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't want to come off.
You don't disrespect our bitches like that.
I don't want to come off with some fucking stupid SJW.
That's
over
what you do, bitches.
But yeah, it's good that it's the women's championship now, because the fucking Divas was stupid. It was just fucking hot bitches pulling hair and clawing and shit. They weren't wrestling, you know.
Yeah, sure. they look good.
Yeah, they look great. Hey,
after a while, you kind of want fucking.
But you felt like you wanted to be out there throwing dollars.
You want substance, you know?
Yeah.
You want them to be three-dimensional characters, like fucking.
No, and it's great, and it's great.
Have a gimmick and a fucking personality instead of,
they got it.
Tits.
Skills.
I think there was one puppy chant during that that women's.
Was there really?
There was
You know what? I want to come out on the record of saying that I do support tits.
I do support tits.
I love tits. I am at the same time also for equality.
Now, what tits do you prefer? Do you prefer Totally Nude Temptations or Bazooka Show It All Girls?
Well, you just said Totally Nude or Show It All, so I think you're talking
good
about vaginas.
Local references.
those are the two Kansas City establishments that show titties.
Well, Bazooka's, let me go on the record right now to say,
Bazooka's looks nicer from the outside, so I'd be like, I would be more inclined to want to go in there. Nude Temptations next to the Sprint Center kind of looks skeevy outside. I always thought that.
I've been to both. Surprisingly, I have been to both.
I'm not surprised.
Bazooka's is a better designed place, but Temptations has more talented strippers. They do like better pole work and shit, but Bazooka's gimmick is they'll have like two bitches on stage at a time. And they did have a chick that looked just like Topanga, and my friend got a lap dance from her.
What? Yeah. Oh.
Well, I'll go ahead and say this right now.
I wish I'd known that chick was around. God damn, that's awesome. That is awesome.
I've never been to Bazooka's or Temptations.
Big Topanga supporter.
Been to Diamond Joe's. I was never a strip club guy.
Was it Diamond Joe's the one that had men? Wasn't it the men's strip club?
No, maybe one day a week.
I think it's like one day a week they have like
men's strippers. It's not there anymore.
Yeah, they tore it down. It's like a.
And they at the same time, they also.
Ironically, there's a strip mall there now. So.
Well, there's actually nothing there right now. But.
Is there not?
No, it's just like a garden or something.
Oh.
But I wasn't so much hurt by the loss of the titty bar.
Traded across the street,
where there was this place called Stax that was an incredible, like, greasy little diner place, and it was fucking awesome. Fortunately, Donut King, that was also right within that thing that they just bulldozed down, relocated. So Donut King is still open, but we don't have Stax anymore, which fucking sucks, because that was good food. I don't give a shit about the titty bar. I was always more of a casino guy, because I figure if I'm going to throw money away, at least maybe I have a little bit of chance of making it back.
I stopped going to strip clubs real early.
Because
I fucking stopped. I spent a whole fucking paycheck, and I felt
this is the guy to do it right here.
I felt like fucking garbage the next day. I got paid that day, and I went with Richard and fucking.
He made it rain.
Gone.
On the other hand, I think
it was actually your birthday. I think it was when that happened.
Probably was. What strip club was this?
Club Vogue in Columbia, Missouri.
We were just talking about
hour drive. Columbia for some titties?
Richard was from Columbia. And
a black man took us there.
Because it was fucking hands-on, he'd grab some titties. He'd grab titties at that place. So that was pretty cool. And I fucking lost my mind.
He did.
He did. After that, I never went again. Never win again.
We also, on the way down there in Plant City, we bought like $60 worth of KFC.
Yeah, for the 3-hour drive there.
That was probably the best part of the night.
We needed maximum chicken.
So your hands are good and greasy when you grab them titties.
Mm-hmm. Maximum chicken drive.
Mine were extra tasty crispy.
So Vince McMahon comes out to decide who's going to run Raw, Stephanie or Shane. He decides both of them will run it together.
And they went a long way around to get to that point. I'm sure they had to stretch it out because of the whole thing with the tag team match.
No, we already established earlier. He said that match wasn't ever going to happen tonight. right? The tag team.
Well, it wasn't going to be another tag team.
Not the title match. But I'm just talking about. The
tag match in general didn't go long at all.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so they had to
make up for that.
They had to eat up that time. Okay, yeah. I get what you're saying. But see, originally, before you mentioned it, we thought that the title match was going to happen at the pay-per-view. But apparently it wasn't, so.
That's what, yeah.
But whatever. Vince McMahon out there talking forever.
Shane and Stephanie are both going to run Raw, which is cool. You know, it creates conflict, you know?
Yeah.
Because they love putting McMahon all over our fucking TV.
Yeah. But it's Shane.
I was hoping they would give somebody like fucking Heyman the job or something.
Like he totally screwed everybody.
Something out of left field.
That would have been dope. I would have really liked that.
That could maybe happen. That feels like a TV thing. You know. But hey.
Well, he has Brock Lesnar murder them.
Just because I realized there's no Brock Lesnar on this paper.
Murder and eat all McMahon's.
Yeah, I don't know when Brock Lesnar's going to be back. I haven't heard anything about plans for Brock going forward.
Yeah, I haven't really either. I would kind of like...
They use a lot of his dates having him do like house shows and shit.
I did just see on Twitter, Paul Heyman just got signed for a reality show. Yeah. I didn't really look at the particulars of it, but I just saw it as the headline. I guess I could have clicked on it, but I didn't feel like it.
Main event, Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles. Guys, thoughts on our main event of the evening?
I liked it a lot. I don't know if that's the consensus view, because I haven't...
I thought it was the best match on the show.
It was fantastic. That end.
I think it's more the energy from the crowd and the possibility that AJ Styles could win the title.
Yeah. Because they played it up like a fucking straight up New Japan fucking match, man.
I would say all that.
Well, I mean they it wasn't like as good as a New Japan match, but I'm talking about the fucking real close kickouts at two, you know. Yeah. I'm talking like that, and like the fucking drama's heightened a little bit more, you know?
Right.
Of course it wasn't as good. I'm not saying that. I mean, come on. I love my fucking New Japan.
He does. I've seen it.
He does. I've seen it.
I actually have.
I've seen it. But, God, it was really fucking good. He made me actually kind of like Roman Reigns in that moment, you know?
I didn't like all the fucking bullshit finishes that kept getting restarted. First they fucking AJ does the fucking forearm to the outside through the table on Roman Reigns, trying to get him back into the ring before they fucking count out. And he rolls in the ring and fucking Roman gets counted out, so AJ wins. Well, it's like, oh, Roman is still the champion.
AJ can't pick it.
Because AJ can't roll in and roll back out to break the fucking count. Really? Fucking stupid. And then Shane comes out.
Hang on. He did that. He went in, didn't break the count.
But he didn't go back onto the floor. He went on nine. He could have went in and came back out, and that would have broke the count.
Yeah.
But it seems like he broke the count
and started it back over at one, so he could have, had a fucking moment to grab him to try and pick him up. Roman could have, came back at him in the stomach or something.
Oh, would it have? Okay, I guess I don't know the rule.
Yeah, but. if you roll in and then roll back out, it restarts the count.
Not only in WWE, because I don't really see that in other companies. Unless they're a company that's trying to be WWE, a.k.a. TNA.
Yeah. You're coming through like auto-tune right now.
It's cool. It's going to sound fine on my end.
Right.
Hey, fair enough. But I liked... But yeah, it was cool. Shane comes out because, you know, the match ended and, you know, quote-unquote.
I think it was...
And we were both sitting here like, oh, that's fucking bullshit. That's fucking stupid. And then here comes the money.
People were actually leaving after the false finish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, naughty by leaving. Nature, dude. Oh. It's just Shane. He's naughty by nature.
Did they stop when they heard Shane's entrance music? Did you see anybody stop?
But
I mean, they had to, right? I mean,
some of them were probably too far gone.
Yeah, some of them were fucking out of the area. Like, they were gone.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Hey.
But they came out, restarted it, and then the fucking... The good brothers came out.
No, that was later.
The good brothers came out.
And AJ was on the second rope. He does the dive, and then Roman punches him in the dick. And
oh, that's right. Yeah.
For that. And then Stephanie comes out and says, no DQ, start the shit back over. Because not how we do it in the Stephanie era or some bullshit she said. Yeah.
We punch dicks around here.
We punch dicks around here.
It's so fun. Roman's about to spear AJ, and the good brothers, Too Sweet Me Hoots, they come out.
Bitch.
Fucking hit the boot of doom on Roman.
It was awesome. I love that. AJ's
fucking doing all kind of shit. And then the Usos come out and they start brawling and shit. And fucking Roman does a dive onto the pile. AJ gets the fuck out the way, forearm off the barricade, throws his ass back in, does the fucking springboard 450. Everyone thought that was a finish. Like, we knew that shit was it. And then Roman kicks out. AJ goes for a Styles Clash. Roman reverses it. Fucking goes to the outside. Roman's about to Superman punch his ass. And fucking AJ fucking jawbreakers him. Goes to the forearm again. Fucking Roman ducks it. Spears him. Crowd actually went nuts for his finisher. Because, like, for some reason, his finish is fucking over. But everybody cheers.
Oh, the phenomenal forearm?
No, the fucking spear. Roman's finish.
Oh, Roman's spear. It looked good. He did, like, fucking, like, rhino spear tonight.
But everyone's booing Roman throughout the whole match. But they fucking cheered when he hit the spear, and he cheered when he got the fucking win. It was fucking weird.
That is weird.
Like, they cheered.
Well, I mean, it's not so weird that they cheered when he won, because he had a fucking solid match with AJ.
Yeah,
it was a good match.
I wanted AJ to win. If AJ would have won, fucking.
Oh, I know.
They would have gone nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been like fucking CM Punk.
Yeah.
Back a couple years ago.
I think it's probably setting up a pretty good feud. Like, if they get this faction, this Bullet Club faction or whatever they want to call
whatever
it.
Whatever their plan is with it, whatever they're going to do. I'm hoping
fucking AJ would throw up a Too Sweet and fucking Finn Balor would show up. That's how it's
going to after the Usos, I was thinking after the Usos came out, to fucking go against Gallows and Anderson, I thought the ref was going to be distracted trying to get them broken up, like yelling at him on the outside, like the basically like the wrestling equivalent of turning the lights on and off to get your kids to hey, pay attention to me, you know? But I thought that was going to happen. And while the ref's back was turned, I thought Finn was going to just come out of nowhere and like fucking... maybe dropkick Roman in the corner or something, or I don't know. But just come in and attack Roman, and him and AJ kind of
could have been cool.
Too sweet. Yeah.
Get him on a fucking double bloody Sunday or some shit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't happen. Roman Reigns retains his title. They announced. I heard they announced on TV. We didn't see this, but they announced that there was going to be the rematch at Extreme Rules.
Yeah,
rematch at Extreme Rules.
Yeah. Sorry,
Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Not that this match being no disqualification and no count out wasn't extreme enough.
Yeah.
It didn't get extreme at all.
But it's the same fucking thing. It's no TQ and no count out.
Well, for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it seemed like Stephanie was like kind of mad that Shane was like, oh no, it's going to be Extreme Rules. Like he said it before she got a chance to say anything. So I have a feeling like Stephanie
didn't see any of this.
Okay, well, the way this went down was that they were watching the TV and McMahon thought they were going to show a replay, but the video stopped and he had to be like, oh, well, I thought there was going to be a replay. So what do you guys think of this match? I'm not fucking go back and fucking watch it. It's kind of funny.
It's pretty good.
And so he's just like, what do you think? Do you think they should get a rematch? Stephanie was just like, absolutely, they should. And Stephanie's like, yeah, I agree too. And he was just like, well, just say where and when, and he's just like, well, I don't know, what do you think, like Extreme Rules and Extreme Rules at Extreme Rules or whatever
with Extreme
Rules. Yeah, with with sexy results. but Stephanie, when he just like kind of like spoke over her and said Extreme Rules, she looked a little like kind of pissed off about it or something and kind of like glared at him. So I feel like they're gonna like Stephanie's gonna come in and add some kind of other gimmick and or stipulation to that match or whatever, or I don't know. Turn it into something.
Like whoever blows Triple H first wins the title.
Do what? What'd you say, Tyler? Like
banning Bullet Club from the fucking ringside or some bullshit.
Yeah. Like no Bullet Club, double cages, a ladder.
Yeah, it's no outside interference.
Have a Kittle from Hell match.
I mentioned this earlier.
Double cage, ready to rumble, fucking match.
Yeah, I feel like they could bring that back, and it would be fucking awesome with the people they have right now. I feel like they could fucking have a really cool match with that triple stack cage or ready to rumble.
I just want to say something. I brought this up to Jim earlier while we were watching the broadcast.
Can't I finish?
No, for real. I honestly feel like Vince McMahon wants to have sex with his own daughter.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can argue this.
It was pretty funny. Like, after he said that, every time they looked at each other, we kept, like, also laughing because they kept, like, staring intently and deeply into each other's eyes.
That's really all I want to say about it, too.
Yeah, so. That's all I want to say.
You know, he had that idea when she had her first kid that they were going to do a storyline where he was the father of the baby. That was his
idea. Oh, God. Really?
That was his idea, yeah. They admitted to this when they...
It was Vince's idea?
It was Vince's idea. And they talked about this when he did the Vince McMahon DVD.
What?
That's gross.
This guy has at least $1 billion. No. Jesus Christ.
Got $1 billion to make that shit happen.
I mean, I guess, is that the whole point? Like, you get enough money to where nobody would care if you fucked your own offspring?
That's...
That's how the fucking Queen of England does it.
That's a real thing.
Hey, yeah. You got a point. You got a point there. That's some ultimate white people shit right there.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. That's how you keep like, the fucking bloodline as thin as possible.
As pure as the driven snow.
That's like straight up like the White Ranger.
Gross.
Whiter than the White Ranger.
You can't get that white.
So it's fucking late. I got work in the morning. Guys, thank you for doing the show with me. I really appreciate it. Overall thoughts on the pay-per-view?
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to say B.
I'll say B+. Plus.
I'll say B+. Plus why not? As well.
You
know, my opinion doesn't matter.
Well, now I look time. Like a dick.
Well, I had a good time. Well, listen, I'll tell you right now. We got together for WrestleMania. I got blackout drunk. I was acting like an asshole. But tonight, I didn't do that. And I had a pretty good time. So.
And I'm glad. Thank you for not
being a dick. Jim broke my toenail on my big toe during WrestleMania.
I also fucking pushed you into that ottoman after you fucking
He took me down. I took a couple big spots during WrestleMania and nobody ever saw him.
He pushed me for something and it just like I was pissed already because he was being kind of a dick. Jeff's kids were there. And I was just like, whoa.
I did this in front of your children. Ass
right in front of the fucking
house. I made dinner and ass out of myself.
Dinner and ass.
How many members of the Jones family exist?
Fucking
Jesse has like 35 brothers and sisters.
Of the Woldridge.
You can't even just like narrow it down to the Jones family.
Yeah, because he's got there's him. He's got a biological sister, Keisha. He's got Paul.
Oh yeah.
And I think those are his only siblings of blood, I guess, and then Jeff and Alicia, and they're from Rick, and then
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that Paul.
They should get a fucking reality show. If those fucking
Dominic's
if the fucking Duggars could have a reality show, why the fuck can't fucking Jesse and Jeff's family be a TV show? Put them in a big ass house and see what happens. It'll be better than Chrissy Knows Best.
Well, because family services would probably show up and take all of them to jail.
And right. that's
that's another edition of this great show that we call Rock and Wrestling. And we got Myman in the building. You know where to follow him at Myman and Fishbomb. New album coming soon.
Oh, hit it up on Twitter.
Get your damn baseball drunk tweets.
I tweet baseball, baby.
He tweets baseball. Better than every damn human being on the face of this fucking planet.
Talking about the fucking Blue Power Ranger David Yost and shit.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Ned Yost is the Blue Power Ranger. I'm on brand for the baseball season.
Oh my god!
Because
I didn't even fucking think of that.
Hey, you know, last season I went on
that's great
on a Ned Yost Twitter brand.
Oh yeah, and that for the woman season. Mistook.
No, dude, all season long I had fucking old people tweeting at me, thinking I was actually Ned Yost, and it wasn't even like I didn't change my handle. It was still at Myman Fishbomb.
It was just he changed the name.
I changed the title or whatever it is to Ned Yost Forever last season. And I had Ned old Yost people
would have that as his
exactly.
Like, time out. Who's Ned Yost?
That's the manager of the Kansas City Royals. I had old people tweeting at me thinking that I was actually Ned Yost, even though, you know, my handle is still Myman Fishbomb. Never changed it. Just changed that title, that header.
I just wanted to tell you how much of a
good boy I was basically you just are. Like a Ned Yost fanboy account, you know, whatever.
You could be getting so much old lady poon.
Dude, who cannot be getting old lady poon? It seems easy.
I think we could all be getting a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I think we could all be getting a little more.
Get me in on that trust fund shit or whatever they do. I don't know. I want to give me. I want that fucking AARP movie ticket. But so anyway, so you know, after the baseball season, went back to just Mime and Fishbomb. But now this year, hey, Ned Yost Infinity. Right? Because that seems... I mean, we went from forever to infinity.
You know, you all know you guys can follow our buddy Big Nigga Jim on Twitter at Big Nigga Jim or at Sweet Jim Reaper.
Which is the real handle.
You have two Twitter accounts?
No, he makes it up on the show every week. Like, it's not real.
Well,
my only Twitter account is at Sweet Jim Reaper.
We should make Big Nigga Jim.
I don't know if that would go over real well.
Hey,
I don't think
he made it up.
It's your name.
Right. That's.
You can follow this show on Twitter at Rock Wrestling PC. Guys, you know if you guys want to be on this motherfucking show, send me an email, rockwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com, and I can put your black ass on this motherfucking podcast.
We'll make your ass famous.
You can subscribe to this show on iTunes, Stitcher, fucking Pod Directory, fucking anywhere you get your motherfucking podcasts, or fucking just follow our Twitter, and I put the little pinned tweet that has a little link to our latest show.
Enjoy. Click on the link at the top of the damn homepage.
And you will get fucking sweet rocks and sweet wrestlings into your ear, pussy.
Right down. Accept into it. Accept it.
It ain't rape if you click.
Or if you put your headphones on your friends and make them listen to us talk about wrestling, you can rape them with us. And they don't know how to come after us for that, because there's not a crime in the crime books that say, hey, I was raped by T-Bird and Nigga Jim through the art of podcasting.
I've talked to a lawyer.
Make sure you emphasize that this was through the art of podcasting.
Emphasize that, because I'm not going to court, because court calls.
No.
Any jury in the world would never convict you.
Yeah. I'm not paying court costs though, so fuck that. That's been our show.
I just want to show up.
Next week we're gonna have JB Rowe back on the show discussing global wars right here in Chicago. So look forward to that and give that shit a listen. And anything else that we usually mention?
Scandinavian
food at that restaurant.
Scandinavian food. Come take your ass to Krogstrom Club in Kansas City, Missouri, right across the street from the beautiful goddamn Uptown Theater.
No, but seriously, Krogstrom Club and Market, 36 Krogstrom, Broadway.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Get that lutefisk.
I never knew the
actual address. We don't have lutefisk. It's only sometimes.
He actually cooks. I just do dishes.
I do cook. You work there too?
Yeah, dude, I cook there.
I didn't know that.
I will not tell you.
They got me out of retirement, dude. World-class chef over here.
You didn't mention that miming the fish bombs and fucking letting
I'm
them
I'm almost down. Certain I did.
You did?
Hey,
you can go back to our past episodes and know that miming is not fucking making the fresh-ass lutefisk up in the building. You haven't mentioned that. So now I know. That,
well, the last time I was on the show, that restaurant.
I'm saying Jim hasn't mentioned that.
Oh, well, fine. Fuck him. It's okay.
Fuck
the.
So you're not making poop water work anymore?
No. I am. That's just my night job. I'm working two jobs, dude.
Oh,
I'm a legit luchador, aka Mexican. Working two jobs.
It's not really racist.
Don't you mean true?
So, for Nigga Jim, and Big Mime and Fish Bomb, my name is Tyler Black. You guys gotta say it together. This has been another episode of The Rock
and Wrestling
Podcast. Motherfucker.
Hoops.
Too sweet.
Too sweet. Hey, can I make a song request for the intro?
Okay, what's your song request?
Chair of Rock, Smash the Pumpkins.
All right, I'll do it.